Reports.
Kim, world football's governing body, FIFA, released its latest set of monthly rankings on Thursday. Let's take a look at the top 10 African teams, according to FIFA. The Elephants of Ivory Coast remain number one on the continent, and they're 24th overall. The World Cup-bound Elephants have held the top position in Africa for almost 3 years. I scrolled through the FIFA rankings, and neighboring Ghana was the last African team to be number one before Ivory Coast back in May 2011. Algeria is number two in Africa in the March FIFA rankings, the same position they were at last month. The Algerians are 25th overall. And like Ghana and Ivory Coast, the Desert Foxes of Algeria have qualified for June's World Cup in Brazil. Another North African team, Egypt, is ranked third on the continent and is 26th overall. The Egyptians were one of the big movers in the rankings, jumping 12 places from February. The Cape Verde Islands are ranked fourth in Africa and 33rd overall, followed by Ghana, Tunisia, and African champion Nigeria. Rounding out the top 10 African teams in the March FIFA rankings, we have Cameroon, Guinea, and Mali. I know our many VOA football fans in Nigeria are scratching their heads and asking themselves, Sonny, how can it be possible that the African champion and World Cup-bound Super Eagles of Nigeria are ranked only seventh in Africa? Well, that's a tough question to answer, and about all I can say is that the FIFA rankings take into account points earned over a four-year period. Remember, four-year period, and the number of points won depends on several factors, including match result, importance of the match, and the strength of the opposing team. In terms of match importance, FIFA says you can earn 1 point for a friendly match, but a FIFA World Cup qualifier is worth 2.5 points. Taking a quick look at the very top of the FIFA rankings, reigning World Cup champion Spain remains number one, followed by Germany and Argentina. And remember, VOA World Cup fans, Germany and Argentina have both been grouped with African teams at Brazil 2014. The Germans have been placed in what many are calling the proverbial group of death, along with Portugal, Ghana, and the United States. And two-time World Cup champion Argentina is grouped with Nigeria, Iran, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Joining us now with more African football news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Malawi has pulled out of the qualifying contest for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. The Football Association of Malawi president Walter Nyimilandu revealed in Lilongwe on Wednesday. He clarified that this measure is due to lack of funds to honor their fixtures during the qualifiers. Instead, Malawi will focus on the under-20 competitions and grassroots development. On a more cheerful note, the Uganda national football team, the Cranes, has secured over $365,000 in sponsorship from the Uganda National Insurance Corporation, NIC, ahead of the qualifiers for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. The NIC managing director for Layan Bayo told the Kampala media on Wednesday. Uganda Football Federation head Moses Magogo says 33 members of the Cranes playing unit and technical crew will enjoy insurance cover. He says this is an important motivation for the team. Meanwhile, the Nigerian Senate is set to approve a budget of US$12 million for the Nigeria Super Eagles 2014 World Cup campaign in Brazil. The Nigeria Senate Committee on Sports and Social Development head Adamu Ibrahim Gumba revealed in Abuja on Wednesday. He showered praise on the work of the Nigeria Football Federation, who over the past 2 years has presided over significant success in Nigeria's international campaigns. These include winning the Orange Africa Cup of Nations, the FIFA Under 17 World Cup, and Nigeria's qualifying for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. In addition, Nigeria has also qualified for the FIFA Women's Under 17 and Under 20 World Cup. Adamu says these successful feats have persuaded the Senate to look favorably at the Federation's budget request for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. Finally, a Confederation of African Football inspection team led by South African Molefe Olifant began on Wednesday a four-day inspection tour of Namibia's preparation to host the Africa Women's Championships in October. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled, Ayanle Suleiman Earns Athletic Glory for Djibouti. And I write about the 21-year-old athlete who won the men's 1500 meters gold medal at the recent World Indoor Championships in Poland. It marked the first time Djibouti's national anthem was played for a gold medal winner at a World Athletics Championship. Suleiman says he started running after watching the 2008 Beijing Olympics on television. He wanted to compete at the 2012 London Olympics, but a leg injury sidelined those Olympic dreams. Now Suleiman appears ready to run for a medal in 2016 when he makes his Olympic debut in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sonny, and good evening to all our listeners around Africa.
David, if you were a goalkeeper, I think we can say you pitched a shutout in terms of the latest African football quiz, a true stumper, no correct answers. Fill us in on that, David, and give us the correct answer.
Yeah, Sonny, I finally conquered all those very clever football supporters, particularly in Nigeria. They've always managed to score a few goals against me, but this time, as you said, Sonny, I'm very proud to say a clean sheet. The correct answer, Sonny, is KMKM. Now, let me explain. Formerly, Tanzania and Zanzibar. Zanzibar is an island off the coast of Tanzania, and the clubs from the island and also from the mainland of Tanzania, they played in the same league. And in 1985, KMKM, they won the title, and therefore they represented Tanzania in the CAF Champions League, or as it was known then, the African Champions Cup. And then fast forward to 2014, and we did drop that hint, KMKM represented Zanzibar because Zanzibar now are entitled to send their own clubs into the African competitions. They went out, unfortunately, in the preliminary round. They were beaten by Dedebit of Ethiopia. We had a lot of interesting answers, including TP Mazembe. We had Al Hilal of Sudan. We had Hearts of Oak of Ghana. But the only club that has represented two members of CAF are KMKM. They've represented Tanzania, and then they represented Zanzibar in the Premier African Club competition. But many thanks, Sonny. We got an awful lot of entries, and a lot of the people sent very nice messages to me with their entries. They were all, of course, convinced that they had the correct answer. But alas, nobody got it, Sandy. Correct answer for the final time, KMKM of Tanzania formerly and now Zanzibar.
And yes, we will have some more African football quiz questions in the future, so stay tuned. I know David is already thinking of his next stumper.
Definitely, Sonny. Definitely. I'm going to spend a couple of weeks, and I'll come up with one that will keep those listeners of ours busy. Oh, Africa.
This is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited.
Cause this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Hi. I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
Let the games begin, Shegun. We look forward to another edition of Nightline Africa Sports on Sunday. Finally, the Los Angeles Lakers basketball club say star injured guard Kobe Bryant is done for the season. Kobe broke a bone in his knee last December and hasn't played a game since. We wish Kobe a speedy recovery, and we want to see him back out.